second session, which is about people asking all the events that are happening in the world, and there is so much to talk about it, but I am just, somebody asked a question actually. Oh, supramental has come, where is it working? People have this idea, we must be very clear. Supermind is not working, not going to work to satisfy our human ideas, human comfort zone. Otherwise, it will not be supermind at all, it will be just human mind. So people get very disturbed when they say, oh, what is this? Marriages have dissolved, same gender people are meeting, this, that, 100 things. And they have this idea that this is going against. So if they see people living together without marriage, they say, oh, this world has gone to, and now they are seeing Iran-America war. So everybody is thinking that where is supermind working? It is truth is that the supermind is working. We don't have the eyes because we have fixed formats of understanding things. And supermind doesn't work according to our fixed formats. That's why people find difficult to understand Krishna. They can understand Rama. They love Krishna. But they cannot understand Krishna. Krishna doesn't fit into any format. Your moral ideas, ethical ideas. So, we must understand. I have written a note. I'll later on speak on that also. How the supermind is working. Even things which we think are going away. Human beings are pushed out of their comfort zones. The latest comfort zone we are being pushed out of is petrol and gas. It's so lovely. Recently I saw somebody has discovered how from a mobile charger you can run your gas stove. It charges for 8 hours Indian. I said, this is very good innovativeness. Many people I know have already switched to electrical. This is nice. Why do you want to be dependent on gas and petrol, which is coming from the... See the difference. What is the problem? Okay, one day it is going to finish, maybe 20 years down the line. We know that. But look at it. It comes from the bowels of the earth. The other is from the lightning and electrical energy. There is a basic difference. Then there is the solar energy. So you see, as man will evolve, we'll anyways go in that direction. Petrol and gas, LPG, are not the future of the race. But anyway, that's not the only thing about the war. You see, two countries which are fighting, one which with wealth and power, and it destroying its own wealth and power. The other, the hardcore, it not technically the hardcore, because Shias are supposed to be a little different, but in the whole Islamic world, if there is any gunda, it is Iran. I've spoken about that. And in the whole world, if there is any gunda, it is USA. So basically, two gundas are fighting and destroying each other's economy, destroying each other's power. And in the process, everything around is getting affected. Well, because people have to evolve and change. They are not ready to change. All people are being pushed out of their comfort zone. And we must understand this. Because if we... Mother said this long back. I spoke about this message of the mother 54 years back. She gave this message. Men, countries, continents, the choice is imperative. Truth or the abyss. And we don't like to see it, but this is going to become more and more. Both of them have spoken about it. 20 years, 30 years, look at where humanity is very happy. Same old, my family, my little money, my little this thing, bank balance, very happy. They thank God if they have got a nice car to roam around and children are settled abroad. What a depravity of thought. Really, if you look at it, poverty. If you have to have an ideal, let it be something much higher. So this is going to hit, take a very bad hit. So the mother says, this is a conversation of 6th May 1972. And mother is very indrawn, and the disciple asks the mother, do you see something? 6th May 72. She says, I believe I already told you that there is as though a golden force which is pressing down, that has no material consistence and yet seems to be tremendously heavy, and which is pressing upon matter thus to compel it to turn towards the divine inwardly. And then she says, not an outward escape. but inwardly to turn to the divine. And so the apparent result is as though catastrophes were inevitable. Very clear. It's a divine silence, one should. But then, is that the only thing? And yet, along with this perception of inevitable catastrophe, because matter is resisting. See, why doesn't the divine immediately create a new world? Because it'll break down. It's a tremendous power. Mother has said so many times. You have to, supermind will prepare. It comes with the cushion of divine love. All who enter into the path, the cushion is divine love. She has described this elsewhere. Otherwise, you'll break. She was asked this. Even Sri Aurobindo was asked, why don't you use the supramental power? He says, earth will not be able to bear it. So mostly he would use the overmind power, even though he was in full possession of the supramental power. And yet, along with this perception of inevitable catastrophe, there are at the same time solutions to the situation. I'm just talking about one solution. Events which come about that are by themselves altogether miraculous. It is as though the two extremes were becoming more extreme. As though the two extremes were becoming more extreme. As though what is good was becoming better and what is bad becoming worse. It is like that with the formidable power. That's why I keep telling, when people point to me some news they send about something, I said there is also something else happening. You are not seeing it, you are not able to see it, and this is dangerous. Because if you see the other side, it is catastrophic, and this is not going to stop here. Supposing there is a small little nuclear fallout. Oh, see what's going to happen. Even that's going to help in that whole process. Even that energy, that radiation, I mean, this my... because the new creation matter will be luminous matter. So, I leave it to people to guess what it could be. But this is going to be... A lot of hitting is going to take place. And she says, it is felt like that. And then in the circumstances, many things that happen generally in an indifferent way become acute. Situations, differences become acute, bad wills become acute, and at the same time, this at the same time is what we should remember, extraordinary miracles, extraordinary, which many of us do witness. Very strange. People are saved who were about to die. Things that were inextricable, all of a sudden get sorted out. I'm sure all of us have this experience. I have, many of us have. So this is what is happening. So we have to understand. And then for individuals also it is the same thing. And she gives us a clue. They who know how to turn inwards, who sincerely call the divine. This is what in a message of men, countries, continents. She gives this secret. Those who have turned to the divine sincerely have nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing. Nothing can touch them. Who feel that it is the only salvation, the only way out, and who sincerely give themselves, then in a few minutes it becomes wonderful. Even in the, for the smallest things, there is something, nothing small or big, important or unimportant, it is all the same. The values change. So on one side, one extreme, and then she describes at great length. So I'll come back to the end of this. So one thing she says is reign of the ego is gone. The harder you take the stance of the ego, the more you are going to hit. Get hit. And hit very badly. God knows from where. But you have to understand. That's why she used the word plasticity. So now she speaks about the last part. It is the first conversation. So one is this, and the second which I am going to read is 7th October 1964, where she gives what should be our solution, what we should do. Every word, sentence should be very carefully imprinted. The best one can do is not to take sides. First of all, we don't know. So not to take sides. Not to have preconceived ideas or principles, very difficult. Oh, the moral principles, the set rules of conduct what one must do and what one must not, and the preconceived ideas from the moral point of view, from the point of view of progress, and all the social and mental conventions, no worse obstacle than that, they are going to be dashed to the ground. We may not like it, fine. We may lament over it, fine. Because once supramental action is a decisive action. It's not, sometimes I say when people ask, oh, why this is happening, why that is happening. I said, see, unfortunately, God does not have a habit of consulting us. So we have to understand his will, and we have to collate with that, align with it. He doesn't consult with us. Otherwise, we would have never progressed. We would have said, I just want a very big house and lot of money to spoil my children. That's what I want. So so he doesn't conduct. So she says, there are people, I know people who have lost decades since surmounting one such mental construction. If one can be like that, open. Truly open in a simplicity. Why simplicity? Because, you know, mind is complicating everything with all kinds of ideas and this and that, judgments, this is happening there, where is supramental? Wait. It has its own way of working. It doesn't work according to our human ideas. And we can see the way children are coming. And people are noting world over that these are new children. There are terms they are using. And they cannot understand what these children are up to. And people label these children. And yes, some of them are unable to handle the new thing which is happening inside them. They themselves don't know what is happening inside. But personally, I see more and more of them. Thanks to travels, children 9 year, 8 year, 10 year, 11 year, 12 year, and it's something so amazing. Even now when I went to Cuttack, one child whom people would have labeled and, you know, this or that and hyperactivity and all this, and mother is all in tears. This child wants to just come and be around me. So he was moving with me, holding my hand, wherever I'm going. Somebody wants to have a photo, he would be there, he would come. So I said, let him be. And it's so beautiful. So they are perceiving something which ordinarily we don't. So he's not following any rules of the game. So this is happening more and more. Especially my experience with children is wonderful. And naturally, so what we should have along with that? The thirst for progress. Instead of saying, why this is not happening like this, oh God. We should say, oh divine, give me the understanding to understand your play. Instead of saying, your play is not fitting my format. You should say, I am ready to get rid of every format. Just teach me what the play is about. Thirst for progress, the thirst for knowledge, the thirst for transformation, and above all, the thirst for love and truth. If one keeps that, one goes quicker. Truly a thirst, a need, a need. It's not just ordinary thirst. When you look around the world, you develop this very spontaneously. Okay, the world is not ideal. Fine. We can lament over it. Was it ever an ideal? We can talk about it. But let it grow into something truly beautiful, divine, which we don't understand right now with our limitations. Could the monkey ever understand the ideal world of humans? According to the monkey, it is a letdown. If you see the chimpanzee's life, and yet man has grown. All the rest has no importance. It is that one has need of. This is the solution she is giving. She has made it very secular. She is not saying turn towards me and turn towards Shurbindu. That's wonderful if one can have that. But she is saying thirst or love with capital L, truth with capital T, knowledge with capital K. To cling to something one believes that one knows. This is one of the big problems. All the WhatsApp here, there, forward, people with their comments. They have not even grown in knowledge and they are assuming things. So to grow in knowledge is a tapasya. To cling to something one believes that one knows. To cling to something that one feels. To cling to something that one loves. To cling to one's habits. Here love is with a small L. To cling to one's habits, to cling to one's so-called needs, to cling to the world as it is that which binds you. Because now we are in evolutionary mode. If the first human kept lamenting about the chimpanzee, behind them, they would never grow into what they are meant to grow. We should look forward. The man is given eyes to look forward and go further and further beyond what we can even conceive today. Today's conception should pave the way for tomorrow. And tomorrow when we reach there, still further. That's why the four ashramas we were speaking about. You must undo all that, one thing after another, undo all the ties inwardly. And it has been said thousands of times and people continue to do the same thing. Even they who are most eloquent and preach that to others do cling. They cling to their way of seeing, their way of feeling, their habit of progress, which seems for them the only one. So many times people here I have heard say, "Arey, those days it was so nice. Now it is flooded, all kinds of people come." I said, "Yeah, that's the challenge. Everybody is divine." That's what Sri Aurobindo has said to us. Let's try to live that truth. I have heard people were right from then because they cling to that. Oh, that age, that time, those were the days. But you have to move forward, further. If Sri Aurobindo and the mother are not there physically, discover them inside. Recover them within you and everywhere. That's what is called moving forward. Rather than keep lamenting, "Oh, ashram was like this once upon a time." Yes, but it has to move. In fact, mother has said if the ashram does not move toward the future, then it stops and it's not good. So it has to take in new life and move forward. So that's the beauty. You must undo all that. No more bonds. Free, free, always ready to change everything except one thing. To aspire this thirst. I understand well there are people who do not like the idea of a divine. See how she has made it so wide. That's why in Auroville, Russians didn't want to use the word divine. She said, "All right. Are you okay with perfection?" He says, "Yes, that we accept." Okay. So they have in their they read this. We have a in their manifesto. It was not the divine, but perfection. Okay, it doesn't matter. You may use the word perfect love. You may use the word truth. It doesn't matter. But progress. See, that is why religions are breaking down, because they have stopped human beings, tied them to a fixed formula. Same thing with philosophy. Now, this, if it benefits one, wonderful. But one should know that one has to move. One should not get stuck that I have this belief. It must be realized. Otherwise, we become another, mullah state, that I believe there is God. Realize God. Start with belief. Perfectly fine. So she says, because immediately it gets mixed up with all those European or Occidental conceptions which are horrible, and then that complicates their life somewhat. But you are not in need of that. What are these European conceptions? God is out there, in command, there is the law forever. Once a Christian, always a Christian. Once a mullah, always a mullah. No. Get beyond all this. Realize this something one is in need of. The love one is in need of. Now, love with a capital L. The truth one is in need of. The supreme perfection one is in need of. And that is all. The formulas, the fewer formulas there are, the better. Very clear. You fix things in a fixed format, they will get broken today or tomorrow. Especially if God chooses you to progress. Otherwise, it's okay. But that a need which one thing alone can satisfy, nothing else, no half measure, only that, and then you go, your way will be your way, that has no importance. Whatever the way, it does not matter. It does not matter. And then she says something very, very, very fascinating. Even the extravagances of the modern American youth can be a way. That has no importance. Basically, God sees, often people ask, God sees what is inside. You cannot fool him. You cannot fool him that so many times I am going to the temple, "Hey, please write my name. I am a good guy because I am reading every day this particular scripture." He knows what is going on in the heart. It is this thirst, this need. Of course, it's wonderful, the divine, because automatically. So what is the difference in secular and this? Since he has put a secular approach here, love, wisdom, basically they are all attributes of the divine. So you can either talk about the divine as a person or you can talk about the divine personality. Either which way, the elements of that. So this is the solution, and this is going to become more and more. Well, everything that is fixed, including fixed habits, are going to be broken. Every format. Mother spoke about ascetics who get up, or people who get up early morning and then they do the ablutions and then they take the name of God. She says all this is gone. She spoke about conventions, even about marriage, and she said all that is gone. Because it's something very new. The old world is being reset. It's in a reset mode. So when the phone is put on, this example with which we will stop. So many times when you have to do that reset or whatever, it says no software update. So what do you do? If you click for the next few minutes, your phone doesn't function. You don't know what is happening. After some time it will say now it is ready. So you open. So world is entering into a reset mode. So this reset mode for phone, it is your maybe a minute or 2 minutes. But when the world is in a reset mode, it's a century or two. So that's what is happening. All the old thing is going away. New things are getting updated, integrated. So we can either look at this side, feel unhappy, sorry, sad. It's okay. Frankly speaking, the supramental is not going to care about our ideas. Or we can look toward the future with hope, faith, trust in the divine grace, open to the best is open to the mother. Sri Aurobindo has given the simple formula. But even if we cannot aspire for something higher, truer, more beautiful, and one is through. Jai Ma.